Hi, this is Larry London, and I welcome you to Border Crossings here on VOA Television. Today, we're joined by a singer-songwriter who is about to release his fourth album coming up in October. The man has just hit 1 billion streams. You heard me correctly, a billion streams. We'd like to welcome to the Voice of America, James Arthur. It's great to have you on VOA.
Thank you for having me, sir. Appreciate it.
And congratulations on all the success. And the fourth album, this is exciting. You know, it's been a couple of years, but this has got to be an exciting time. In October, you're going to put out, it'll all make sense in the end. Yeah. So exactly what'll make sense in the end?
Everything, something.
It'll all make sense.
It'll all make sense, and everything will make sense.
Is this album a departure from any of the other albums, or is this consistent with the sound that James Arthur's given us over the years?
I would say so, but I think, you know, that it might be different from like an artist perspective, I think, because, you know, people say to me that my voice is the sound, I guess, you know, my voice is the thread that goes through everything. I do a lot of different styles of music on my albums. You know, you can listen to, if you listen to one of my albums, you might hear gospel on one track and heavy rock on another. And I guess, yeah, like I said, the thread, the sort of thing that gives you any kind of cohesion is maybe the vocal, being a solo male artist, not being a band, you know. But that's something I wanted to change on this album. I did want to have a more coherent album, where it all feels like, you know, it all feels kind of like one thing. And I guess it was achieving that was made more easy by the fact that I was making it all from one place. And obviously we were forced into into lockdown. I kind of got a studio together at my house, and it all was done in the same period of time in the same place. And that's what kind of made it feel, you know, like a theme, like a collection of songs that, you know, belong on the same record, I guess.
Sometimes I get a little bit jaded, so much pressure just to make it. You smile when I'm angry and I hate it, but I still love you for the rest of my life. My crush on you has never faded. Let's go back to bed until we break it. I'm gonna love you for the rest of my life.
And you had said that in this album, you feel that you were more vulnerable. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, again, being making music from my home allowed me to be more vulnerable, to feel more comfortable to say certain things or try certain things that maybe I wouldn't try in another environment. You know, I've never enjoyed working in one studio for a couple of days, then going to another studio and then traveling around and working with different producers on a record. That's kind of always been since I've been signed to a major label, that's always been the kind of process that is the way it goes, the done thing to do, you know. I loved the fact that it was all in one place. And yeah, you know, and you can be creative and express yourself at any time of the day. It's not like a 9-to-5 job where you're clocking in, clocking out. If I felt a certain type of way at 12 o'clock at night, you know, I could just go in the studio and put it down. So I think that that's why this album is feels more personal.
And so are you planning to tour now that the pandemic is kind of getting under control in many different places? I'm not sure how it is in the UK where you live, but I know that there are many places now the vaccine's available. Things have kind of slowed down a little bit and people are starting to announce tour dates.
Yeah, we definitely plan to do a tour after I release the album in October. So yeah, there's going to be some announcements around that soon, I should think.
Sometimes I get a little bit jaded, so much pressure just to make it. You smile when I'm angry and I hate it, but I still love you for the rest of my life. If my crush on you has never faded, let's go back to bed until we break it. My life. Ooh, if you want it
second single is out now for the upcoming album.
Yes, sir. September is out currently. I'm about to release a third song from this album on Friday, the 13th. Bad Omen. Good luck for songs.
Are you superstitious?
I'm not really. I'm not really. Depends how things are going. But it's lucky for some, they say, so hopefully for me.
What's the new single?
It's called Avalanche.
Avalanche, great.
Yeah. It's really the only kind of like really acoustic moment on this album, which would be a surprise to people who think I'm just the acoustic balladeer since Say You Won't Let Go or whatever. But yeah, this album's very kind of rock influenced and trap. It's kind of, you know, there's obviously a wave of trap and rock, you know, happening right now. And that kind of really appealed to me because that's kind of where I came from, being in rock bands and stuff.
A lot of people may not know this about James Arthur. You were kind of a rocker when you were a young teenager growing up in the UK. Save Arcade, that was an alternative band that you were in.
That's right. Yeah. Save Arcade. Yeah, that was that's really what I was up to before going on the X Factor in 2012. I was just rocking. And if you come to one of my shows, that's what you can expect.
It's kind of strange. People know you for your love songs, and then, you know, all of a sudden they get a rock and roll James Arthur.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Like I say, if you come to one of my shows, we might start a mosh pit, you know. It's, just do those love songs so the radio play me, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to rip my clothes off, take a leap and soar through the crowd. Dripping down my neck, soaking wet, sink or swim or you drown. Let's get a little away. I like the way you're working me out. Let's get a little away. I like the way you're working me out.
So what led you to want to be on The X Factor, the show that you won back in the ninth season of the TV show's kind of journey? You were the winner.
Well, nothing really made me want to be on the show. I was kind of forced by my mum to do the show, to be honest. My mum, she kind of bribed me because I needed some money. And I said, "Mum, please, will you borrow me a tenner?" She said, The X Factor are in town, so if you go and sing a song for them and see what they say, then I'll give you some money. And that's what I did. And the rest is history.
You had some big praises from Gary Barlow from Take That, from Nicole Scherzinger, who's a judge on the show. They were big fans of yours. Must have been very intimidating or humbling to be kind of judged in front of millions and millions of viewers every week on stage. Did you get any advice that actually resonated from the show?
Yeah, I got plenty of good advice. You know, I was lucky enough to have a mentor in all of the judges in some way, but Nicole Scherzinger was my mentor on the show. Obviously, you know, wealth of experience in the music industry, seeing the good and the bad. And, just always encouraged me to stay true to myself. And Gary Barlow did the same. He was a legend here in the UK, and I'm sure, you know, around the world as well. But as someone who I respect and admire as a songwriter, he said at my first audition, if anyone ever tries to change what you do and who you are, then, just don't let them, basically. Don't let them do that. And I've tried to stay true to, you know, stay true to myself since that day, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And you've had, there's been certainly some ups and a few downs, which helps make a person appreciate the ups even more. And you've written some great books as well. A lot of people don't appreciate the fact that James Arthur is not only an accomplished singer-songwriter, but you're an author. I think 4 books, if I'm not mistaken. Is it 4?
Oh, I don't know. I think there's a couple. But they're
just a couple.
Yeah, they're kind of, you know, I tell a bit of my story in the books. But you know, I'm a big advocate for mental health awareness. I myself have been through I've spent my life battling depression and anxiety and social anxiety and things like that. And so, yeah, when I started speaking up about these things, I started to feel better and I started to help others. And that's really kind of been the mission, is to keep telling my story, but, you know, talk about the real, the hard stuff and the stuff I went through mentally. And hopefully, you know, if it helps even one person, then it's worth doing, as difficult as it may be at times.
Talking with James Arthur. His new album is called It'll All Make Sense in the End. It's coming out October 8th. And people watching right now, we've heard, you know, about some of the struggles that you've had, the mental health challenges, but what is it that would drive a person who is in the spotlight having, you know, we're just trying to understand this better and understand you personally. And this is an opportunity for people who hear your music, love your music, but haven't met the man. What is it that would take you to that point, that you would have to face a decision like you were facing at that time?
Oh, you mean, whether you want to continue
living life. Yeah, exactly.
What would it take for me to get to that point? Well, I mean, for me personally, you know, I think there was some certain, maybe some childhood traumas. You know, I think everyone goes through stuff when they're younger or in their formative years that really shapes who they are, you know, good and bad. But, you know, if there's some hard wire in there that's maybe negative or, you know, is unhealthy, then that takes a lot of work to figure out, because it can have a knock-on effect in your relationships and your work. And certainly for me, the sort of like childhood traumas that I hadn't addressed before going into a process like the X Factor, and all of being from a working class town, being a normal kid, you know, by no means perfect in any way, shape or form, you know, going into the spotlight and making stupid mistakes, you know, it's important to go back and address those things. And, you know, I'm waffling a little bit. I'm sort of getting off my point a little bit, but I think, for me, it was, you know, music had always been the outlet for me whenever I would hit those walls. And I suppose when music became my job and being, you know, and it wasn't just about being a good singer or a good writer or a good performer, there's lots of other variables, lots of other things involved, you know, that made me enjoy doing that stuff less. All of a sudden, like, I was posed with this question, like, do I even want to do this anymore? Do I want to be, you know, judged in the way I'm being judged? And then, of course, when you take away the one thing that's always been my outlet, the thing that I've channeled this nervous, anxious energy, this depression into, you know, when that no longer is the thing that helps me, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know really what the answers were. So, I guess it took me some time to realize that, you know, I have to be creative and in order to be myself. It defines me, and it's a thing that helps me out. And
as an ambassador for SANE, what advice would you give young people who look up to you, and you're a role model? You have a great influence over a lot of young people, and so they're in perhaps a similar situation, a dark hole, you know, whatever, where things are spiraling and they may not have an outlet, a creative outlet like you had to turn to. So what advice would you give them?
Yeah, that's a really good question. The advice I would give is, and it, you know, it's an easy thing to say. It's a really difficult thing to do, but for, you know, for me personally, just, you know, speaking up, talking about what's going on in my head was the biggest step that I ever made in improving my mental health, or understanding it at least, because you'll find that a lot of people can relate to you. You know, you can feel like you're very much alone, but I can assure you that you're not alone. That we all struggle in some way, and just to remember that, and to be brave and speak up about what's going on with your mental health.
Well, that's great advice. And, you know, we appreciate, I want to thank you. We appreciate all of the advice you give and all of what you represent, because you are a success story. You've gone through one of the deepest, darkest situations that a person can endure, and you've managed to pull yourself out of it. And you are a great role model for young people. And I imagine your music is therapeutic to you as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, thank you very much. That's a huge compliment. I would never consider myself a role model. I'm not perfect. I've definitely been, childish and irresponsible and made a lot of mistakes in my life. But I'd like to think that, like any human, I've grown from them. And I try my best to stay on a good path. But yeah, just. I don't know. I don't have all the answers, but I would just encourage anyone who listens to me, who likes my music, just stay positive. That's the way to be. Stay positive.
Sometimes you get a little bit jaded. So much pressure just to make it. You smile when I'm angry and I hate it. But I still love you for the rest of my life. If my crush on you is never faded, let's go back to bed until we break it.
I do definitely enjoy your music, and I'm very excited about the new album. James Arthur is our guest, an American Music Award nominee, a BMI Pop Award winner. And what exactly is the Lost Premios Award? You won one of those. What is it?
I believe that was the best newcomer in Spain, I think in Spain.
Wow. So somebody who's so internationally known, and you've toured around the world, I mean, it's got to be a great feeling to be on stages in countries that don't speak English, but they know the words to the James Arthur songs.
Absolutely, yeah, it's an absolute honor. Yeah, it's still blows my mind, to be honest. Still blows my mind. It's a real honor.
And you've collaborated with a number of different people. You've had a chance to work with Machine Gun Kelly and some other folks as well, Rudimental and a number of other artists. Do you have a wish list of people who you still haven't had a chance to work with you'd like to?
I don't really, I've got to be honest. I don't, aside from maybe like Eminem or someone, I guess I grew up, loving Eminem's music. I always thought I'd love to sing a hook for like Eminem or Jay-Z or Kanye, one of these big like rap stars, I'd love to maybe, lend my voice to some of their work. But like, with collaborations and stuff like that, it usually happens organically, and there's so many talented and amazing people out there. I'd like to work with anyone who wants to, wants to work.
I asked Eminem why the beard. He said, I want to look like James Arthur. So
did he? There we go. There we go.
I notice on your screen, it says James Arthur, the streaming headmaster.
I'm meant to change that. Yeah, but it's a pun. There was a TV show in the UK called The Demon Headmaster when I was younger.
A name for your fans? Do the James Arthur fans have a name?
Yeah, since I began they're called the J Army.
I love it, the J Army.
Yeah, or the Jarmy. It depends how you want to.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah. Well, if the Jarmy are tuned in right now, and hopefully they are, and hopefully they're expanding around the world, we're talking with James Arthur. The new album is coming out, album number 4, and it's called It'll All Make Sense in the End. I'm looking forward to that album coming out and checking out all the songs on the new album. And it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. And is there anything that you'd like to, because I know we're running out of time, you have many interviews scheduled today. Is there anything you'd like to say to the worldwide audience, which includes the troops who tune into the Voice of America?
Wow, is that right? The troops tune into this, yeah?
Yes, sir.
That's very cool. Well, I mean, yeah, so I salute the guys that are fighting on the front line, putting their lives at risk for the safety of America. That's incredible. Yeah, do you know what, mate? It's just an honor to be on your show, and I really appreciate you having me on. I want to say, if I've got any fans that are watching that like my music, I want to say thank you for supporting me and following me, and I hope you continue to do so. And just love from me to everyone. Appreciate it.
And we've got a few emails from fans in Bahrain who say, you know, that James used to live here, so he's one of our own.
Yeah, I did. I lived in Bahrain for a couple of years, and I loved it. I loved it there, and I went back there recently to do like a kind of, I guess you could call it, a homecoming gig. And the crowd were unbelievable there. It was really rocking over there. So I'm very lucky. I seem to have listeners in all corners of the world.
It's awesome to have you on the show. As I mentioned, the new album, It'll All Make Sense in the End, is out in October 8th. And the new single is called Avalanche, and it came out on the 13th, on Friday the 13th.
Yeah, it's going to be out.
Which Friday. Can be a lucky, lucky day in this case.
Yeah, hopefully it's lucky for me.
So people around the world want to get your tour schedule and they want to check you out, social media sites. Where do they go?
You can go to... that's a good question. Just go to my my Instagram, JamesArthur23. I forget what my website URL is, to be honest.
Do you like 23? Why did you pick 23?
It's been a lucky number for me for a long time.
Was that your football jersey number?
I do wear the number 23 when I play football. Yeah. But it's a good one. But the number 23 just comes up a lot in my life, like in my national insurance number and my date of birth, all these various different things. It came up, and I won a lot of money betting on the number 23 on roulette once.
It all sounds great. James Arthur 23. Please check him out online and to get a copy of the new album, which is coming out soon. James Arthur, thank you so much for being on our show.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And when you come to Washington, D.C., we'd love to have you in our studio so we can meet you in person.
I know. Yeah, I want to actually be, in a room with you chatting.
With
yeah,
people, with other humans.
I'm just talking to a laptop all day, man.
That's it. It's a new norm, the new norm. Thank you, James, for being on the show. Appreciate it. James Arthur is our guest, and I thank you for watching. This is VOA TV.